Easter, Week 6, Wednesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord has truly risen. Alleluia.
O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent, and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you forevermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. God raised Christ from the dead, alleluia, so that we would have faith and hope in God, alleluia. A reading from the first letter of St. John, chapter 2. Vigilance against the enemies of Christ. Children, these are the last days. You were told that an Antichrist must come, and now several Antichrists have already appeared. We know from this that these are the last days. Those rivals of Christ came out of our own number, but they had never really belonged. If they had belonged, they would have stayed with us, but they left us to prove that none of them ever belonged to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and have all received the knowledge. It is not because you do not know the truth that I am writing to you, but rather because you know it already, and know that no lie can come from the truth. The man who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he is a liar. He is Antichrist, and he is denying the Father as well as the Son, because no one who has the Father can deny the Son, and to acknowledge the Son is to have the Father as well. Keep alive in yourselves what you were taught in the beginning. As long as what you were taught in the beginning is alive in you, you will live in the Son and in the Father, and what is promised to you by his own promise is eternal life. This is all that I am writing to you about the people who are trying to lead you astray. But you have not lost the anointing that he gave you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. The anointing he gave teaches you everything. You are anointed with truth, not with a lie, and as it has taught you, so you must stay in him. Live in Christ, then, my children, so that if he appears, we may have full confidence and not turn away from him in shame at his coming. You know that God is righteous, then you must recognize that everyone whose life is righteous has been begotten by him. Responsory from 1 John. You have not lost the anointing God gave you. You do not need anyone else to teach you, since in the anointing he teaches you everything. Alleluia. Be glad, rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you a teacher of justice. You do not need anyone else to teach you, since in the anointing he teaches you everything. Alleluia. A reading from the sermons of Pope Saint Leo the Great. Sermon 1 on the Ascension. The days between the Lord's resurrection and his ascension, my dear brethren, did not pass away to no purpose. Great mysteries were established in them, and great truths revealed. During these days, fear of the horror of death was taken away, and the immortality of the body, as well as the soul, was made known. During them, the Lord breathed on all his apostles and filled them with the Holy Spirit, and to St. Peter, more than the others, he entrusted the care of the Lord's sheepfold, having already entrusted to him the keys of the kingdom. It was during this time that the Lord joined the two disciples as their companion on the road, and by rebuking them for their timid and fearful hesitation, he dispelled the darkness of doubt from all our minds. Their enlightened hearts received the flame of faith. Cool before, they glowed when the Lord unfolded the scriptures to them. As they ate with him, their eyes were open in the breaking of the bread, opened much more happily to the revealed glory of our nature than were the eyes of the first members of our race who were filled with shame at their sin. Throughout this time, between the Lord's resurrection and ascension, my dear brethren, the Lord, in his providence, filled one purpose, taught one lesson, set one consideration before the eyes and hearts of his followers, that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was truly born, truly suffered, and truly died, should be recognized as truly risen. The apostles and all the disciples had been filled with fear by his death on the cross, and their faith in the resurrection had been hesitant. But now they gained such great strength from seeing the truth that when the Lord went up to heaven, far from feeling sadness, they experienced a great joy. Indeed, they had a great and mysterious cause for rejoicing. For in the sight of the vast company of the blessed, human nature was exalted above the dignity of all creatures of heaven, passing beyond the ranks of the angels, being raised above the high seat of the archangels, to receive an elevation that would have no limit until it was admitted into the eternal Father's dwelling, to share the glorious throne of him with whose nature it had been united in the person of the Son. Responsory from John 14. I am going now to prepare a place for you. I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. Alleluia. I shall ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. I will not leave you orphans. I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. Alleluia. Let us pray. God and Father, we honour the yearly feast of your Son's resurrection by celebrating it in the sacramental mystery. Give us likewise the grace to rejoice with all the saints when he comes in glory. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.